where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. This is Blackburn Radio News, Sarnia.
Lambton Public Health says there are now 28 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Sarnia Lambton, including 4 deaths. The health unit says 3 of those 4 deaths are from Landmark Village Retirement Home in Sarnia, and that 2 were confirmed in the past 24 hours. A week ago today, the community had no confirmed cases. The first 5 came March 25th. However, Lambton Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Sudhat Ronaday, says he expected to see a local spike as health officials worked to clear a backlog of cases.
What we're seeing now is a lot of cases that were tested at the assessment center, for example, or in other places, and sent home to recover. Those test results are coming back. Essentially, the testing backlog is now clearing, and so we're getting a large number of cases coming back.
Over at Bluewater Health, Communications Chief Julia Osterman says the hospital has now tested 86 people, including 16 positive and 39 negative cases, and another roughly 20 patients believed to have COVID. Osterman says things are currently under control at the hospital, including the capacity percentage.
We were able last week to bring that number down to 65, and over the weekend we were able to drop it even probably about another 10 points lower, somewhere around 50-55%. This is really important because it means that we have the rooms and the availability of staff to ensure that we're able to care for any COVID patients that may make their way through our doors.
Osterman says as of right now, the hospital is currently well-stocked and well-staffed. Across the province, Ontario is reporting its largest single-day increase of COVID cases so far, with 351. But health officials say that jump is at least partly due to clearing a large backlog of pending test results. The province has over 1,700 cases, including 431 resolved cases and 23 deaths. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau provided more details about the government's wage subsidy program today, but also issued a stern warning to those who might try to abuse it.
I want to offer a word of caution to businesses. We are trusting you to do the right thing. If you have the means to pay the remaining 25% that's not covered by the subsidy, please do so. And if you think this is a system you can take advantage of or game, don't.
Trudeau says there will be serious consequences for anyone who tries to game the system. The wage subsidy will be available to any business, nonprofit, or charity whose revenue has dropped by at least 30% because of COVID. The government will cover 75% of salary on the first $58,700 a person earns. Elsewhere, Trudeau says he's proud to see early indications that the rate of COVID infections in Canada is not on the same trajectory as the U.S. The PM says Canadians appear to be taking seriously the need to stay home and keep their distance from others. The impact of Canada's latest efforts to curb the spread won't be clear for another week or two. In the U.S., the slow federal response, along with delays in testing and a shortage of equipment, have made them the current epicenter of the outbreak, with nearly 150,000 cases and 2,500 deaths. According to the U.S. government's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the number of COVID cases in smaller American cities may soon skyrocket. Two cruise ships carrying nearly 250 Canadians are on the move towards Florida after being stranded off the coast of Panama. One of the ships had been anchored on the west side of Panama Canal with 4 dead and nearly 200 passengers and crew exhibiting symptoms of COVID. A Nova Scotia woman was fined nearly $700 and had her car impounded for ignoring COVID prevention measures. She was visiting a park which had been closed off. The 2020 Tokyo Olympics will open almost exactly 1 year from their original planned start date. The opening ceremony will take place on July 23, 2021, after a postponement due to COVID. And finally, in non-COVID news, Sarnia Police and Lambton OPP were taken on a wild chase Saturday morning. Police say the suspect, a 32-year-old man from Walpole Island, struck multiple police cruisers with his vehicle while fleeing police. Officers even had to deploy stop sticks to deflate the suspect's tires, but he allegedly kept driving. The suspect was finally stopped at around 5 a.m. near LaSalle Road and Highway 4. After crashing into another police cruiser, he's in custody and now faces several charges.
Find us on the World Wide Web at blackburnnews.com/sarnia.